to call today.
This is Free Talk Live. We're launching into hour number two. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online, freetalklive.com. All the features there are completely free, so enjoy those on us. That is freetalklive.com. Start things out with the eight things you need to know when dealing with a moving company. And this is something that a lot of people are going to come across. A lot of people don't want to have to deal with it themselves. Are we talking about, in this case, Mark, a company that actually takes the stuff out of your house, loads it into the truck?
Correct. This is tips from a moving company for picking a moving company. And it's from theconsumerist.com.
Okay.
All right. Now, I've got a cough, as you know, so cover me if I have to lift the microphone
up. Will do.
Make sure I don't cough into it. All right. Number one, read your order of service. If something is listed as an additional cost, that means they can possibly charge you for that the day of the move. Whatever a salesperson promises, get it in writing on your order of service. So it's good advice when it comes to your order for service is essentially your contract with the moving company.
Mm-hmm.
And read it thoroughly, because whatever they say in there is how it's going to be.
Yeah.
So
don't get caught, you know, with your pants down.
Number two, you can accompany your mover to the weigh scale to verify your weight when they leave your pickup. So pickup, I guess, being your house. You can go and ask the mover to, reweigh, rather than just trusting what, because they have these sort of, well, a couch weighs this, a piano weighs this.
I see.
You know, a lamp weighs
this. Their estimate.
Right. They have an estimate, and they'll charge you by the estimate, and likely their estimate is going to be high.
Because
they're going to estimate for themselves, not for you.
Sure.
And so not a bad idea to accompany them to the weigh scale to verify your weight. Three, movers do not need to pack items safely in order to assure the same pack items safely in order to assure the same condition on delivery as from pickup. Mm-hmm. Make sure your items are packed, or you know they're packing charges if you choose not to pack your own. So you can't just assume that you're going to shove everything into a truck and that everything's going to be fine on the way back.
Heck no.
We did that essentially when we moved up here, and some things were broken.
Stuff gets broken.
We took that as a risk and decided that we just didn't feel like packing everything. But
right.
You ought to know that that's a risk when you're taking it.
Absolutely. And we had a generally good experience. However, we didn't use the moving company. We went with the do-it-yourself route. We did rent a truck from, it was Penske, and had very, very good results with them. They were very, very good, good prices. The trucks were brand new, unlike U-Haul, which was just, they're just crap. U-Haul trucks, suck.
I'm sure U-Haul's got some new trucks and some old trucks.
I think the whole fleet at Penske's new.
We got a very good truck,
and
we had a very good time with the Penske. Now, I didn't drive it. You did. But, it was a nice new truck, and things
number
went well.
Number three.
I believe we're at number four.
Number four.
Update your items list 72 hours before your move to ensure the most accurate weight. So if you're not going to accompany them to the weigh station,
mm-hmm.
at least update your items 72 hours before rather than what you told the salesperson.
Okay.
Number five. You're always allowed to reweigh, which you can either request with the company or contact your state weights and measurement department. Weight is much more accurate than cubic feet, and most states are not allowed, movers are not allowed to work by cubic feet. So this weight thing is apparently very important. They've stressed it on a couple of occasions here, and this is a moving company. They know what they're talking about.
Right.
They know if there's any way that somebody's going to get the upper hand above you in a deal,
it's this.
They know how to do it. Number six, boxes add more weight. I'm not sure exactly what this means. Do they mean the cardboard itself?
I don't know.
Maybe a little bit, but not much. If you tell a salesperson that you have 20 boxes and the movers pick up 100, your weight can change considerably. Example, 80 boxes at an average weight of 20 pounds or 1,600 pounds. That particular thing just doesn't make any sense to me. Obviously, it's about weight again. If you have them weigh it and you're charged by the pound, then you're getting a fair moving rate, I guess. I mean, as long as you've negotiated the poundage. Seven, moving companies have legally 30 days to deliver you items, but the general delivery spread is 7 to 21 business days. Mm-hmm. If you're not paying for an expedited shipment, understand that they cannot always guarantee a specific day, only a delivery spread.
Hmm.
So be prepared. The companies it likely take between 7 and 21 days and as many as 30. So,
what would be the reasons that a family or whoever would engage in this? Is it there? You know, maybe I suppose you could be too old and weak.
Do you remember what it was like packing your house and you have almost nothing?
Well,
it was a long, arduous ordeal. That was because
your stuff took up more than half of the moving truck and was made it very difficult to fit everything in.
Because
you had to keep all the tchotchkes and crap that you've been given over the years.
I'm older than you are, pal.
Yeah,
I've earned more money in my life. Number eight.
Excuse for collecting
garbage. I don't think that's the reason. I really don't. I mean, I think that the issue is just it's a pain in the butt to move stuff.
Yeah, it's true. It's true.
Eight. Content of boxes need to be verified for shipment if they're valued over $100. If you're moving DVD players, DVDs, video game systems, etc., show the movers and make sure it's labeled on the inventory.
Mm-hmm.
So that's from the mover's perspective. Here's some.
I don't know which one is more of a huge hassle, though. Having to inventory every single thing in your house. I mean, that sounds like a major pain in the butt. I don't think I would want to be involved in that. Just throw the stuff in a box, throw it in the back of a truck, and get going.
Well, if somebody puts the moving pile shifts and your dining room chair ends up through your priceless Monet, then you'll probably think that, oh, I wish I'd inventoried that.
Yeah, you should have FedExed to Monet then.
Likely. Is that what I did with my... I know I had my paintings packed. I have a few paintings that are worth at least a little something, and I packed them. I believe I had them packed, but I put them in the moving truck.
So there you go. So the overarching theme there, wait. Be careful. You know, don't take their word for it. Go and check it out. And if you've got a customer that's fastidious like that, a customer that's really kind of keeping an eye on the things you're doing, they may be a little bit less likely to try to scam you. You know, if you actually accompany them to the weigh station and are a customer that's interested at least that far, then they may just say, okay, well, you can't pull one over on these guys. We should probably be straight on this one. And, of course, maybe go with recommendations as well. Don't use a mover you've never heard of before. Go with one that's got a track record. Maybe talk to some former customers. You know, see what they thought. 800-259-9231. Let's go to Jason in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Jason.
Hey, thanks for having me on, guys.
What's on your mind?
I'm just, been thinking about what's going on in the Middle East right now. You guys,
what is going on?
Well, you know, what I think is going on is that... the West is basically spreading its influence into the Middle East. You know, we want to control the oil. I think that it's an imperialistic move, but I just don't know if whether or not the United States really has it in it to act the way in which, you know, say the Roman Empire did. You know, I mean, I think we would have used our nukes by now if we thought the way that the Romans did.
Mm-hmm. Well,
we're trying to win this war in a politically correct way.
The Romans pretty much left the governments intact and allowed people to have their own religions. That was sort of their system.
Not when they rose up. I mean, look at what happened to Judea.
In the Roman Empire, you had the right to complain and pray. Now you didn't have the right to do anything else. So if your complaints turned into rebellion, then you had a real problem with the Roman Empire. But if your local government did nothing but raise a little fuss here and there, no big deal.
And I'd also say historically, when you look at how insurgencies have been put down, I'd say the classic example is the Boer War, and the way in which the English fought the Boers by
the Dutch
people
and
putting them in concentration camps. And I just don't know
whether
the
Dutch settlers of Africa.
Excuse me?
The Dutch settlers of Africa.
Yes, the Boers were the Dutch settlers of Africa. And also I'd say that the way in which the Malaysian insurrection was put down by the British, by basically just rounding up everybody and just shooting everybody en masse.
Right, there's different types of empires. What you're picking out is the big massacres and the terrible atrocities.
Well, that's how you put down, an insurrection, is by doing that. I mean, Mao Zedong had a saying that basically that the guerrilla, war fighter, swims within the sea of the civilians.
Hold on just a second. If you don't care whether or not you lose troops in the insurrection, if the empire doesn't care if its troops are lost in the insurrection, then you don't necessarily have to do that. And it's the big companies really don't care if American soldiers die. They really don't care if Blackwater consultants die.
Why would they want to have a war that lasts 50 years instead of a few days? And if we drop nukes, that you could basically...
The companies aren't paying for it. You are.
Yeah, it's more profitable if it goes 50 years. instead of just dropping a nuke or something like that. And of course, it's all unacceptable to me. Thank you for the call. You know, we need to get the hell out of there. That's the solution. No more violence, please. I've had enough. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Get on the ground, mother... You and your spouse are going to jail and your kids are going to Child Protective Services. You're busted for possession of marijuana.
Possession of marijuana.
Possession of marijuana. Hi, I'm Barry Cooper, ex-narcotics officer trained by the DEA. My DVD, Never Get Busted, has recently received world attention. I've switched sides, and I'm now touring America with the message to end this war on people that has been labeled the war on drugs.
Go to Barry's website, NeverGetBusted.com, and order your DVD to Never Get Busted.
On it, I'll teach you secret drug enforcement tactics and how to avoid narcotics profiling, how to conceal your stash,
and I'll teach you how to fool drug dogs every time.
I'll teach you how police know when you're lying. You'll get to go on patrol with me and watch actual marijuana arrests on the highway and learn the mistakes citizens made that landed them in jail.
Go to NeverGetBusted.com and arm yourself with the information you need so you'll never have to hear these words.
Get on the ground, mother! You and your spouse are going to jail and your kids are going
to jail. Log on to NeverGetBusted.com.
Hi, this is Tom Andrew with Midas Resources, your source for gold and silver. Friday, June 1st, gold closed up $10 per ounce and silver closed up 32 cents per ounce. Significant daily gains in precious metals are not uncommon during volatile times. Don't get caught on the wrong side of this market. Call me today at 1-800-606-1294 to lock in prices as well as your future buying power. That's 1-800-606-1294. Precious Metals has always preserved purchasing power during times of confiscatory taxation and rampant inflation. Former Fed Chairman Alan Greenspan predicts a recession of alarming magnitude due to increasing budget and trade deficits. Listen, folks, the current economic system is like a game of financial musical chairs. 1-800-606-1294. Don't get caught standing without Precious Metals when the music
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the total transformation. The program then helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
We would all love to live in a world with clean air and water, a world in which our produce is grown naturally, without the use of pesticides and other harmful chemicals. But the truth is, we don't live in such a world. These toxins enter our bodies, and the organ in our body that works hard to eliminate these toxins is the liver, which is one of the most complex and important organs in the human body. With more than 500 vital functions, give your liver the helping hand it needs with Live 52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula in over 76 countries. And it's backed by over 300 clinical trials and studies. Live 52 is the most researched herbal formula that helps neutralize toxins from food, water, air, alcohol, and prescription medications. To order Live 52 and for the best source of researched herbal products, visit research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's research-herbs.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is your show. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. Bring up whatever you want. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. My name's Ian.
And my name's Martin.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features there are completely free, including the archives. We have an entire year's worth of the show right there on the front page of the website for your downloading convenience. So enjoy those on us. That's freetalklive.com. The Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival is better known as Pork Fest. It's happening June 18th through the 24th. That, by the way, is less than a week from now. At Pork Fest, you'll be able to talk with New Hampshire natives and those who've made the move, as well as hear and discuss the progress and future of the Free State Project. Not to mention, you'll get to meet Ian and Mark, because we're going to be broadcasting live there from, or on our Saturday night show, we'll be broadcasting live at Porkfest, and a number of our listeners are going to be attending, so a lot of the callers that you hear on this show will actually be in attendance at Porkfest, and that's going to be kind of exciting. In fact, I wonder, maybe Tom in New Hampshire. Tom, are you going to be attending Porkfest this year?
Well, I might show up. I haven't really thought about that. You know, I might show up one of the days of it. You
very
know,
good, very good. Well, hopefully you'll choose Saturday, because I think it'd be interesting to actually meet you face-to-face.
Yeah, and I wanted to point something out. The latest double victims happened Sunday morning, okay, and that's in Lincoln, Nebraska. 20-year-old Joshua Milana and 18-year-old Morgan Hornbaum were on their motorcycle. Joshua and his girlfriend, they're riding down on 84th Street, and allegedly, 39-year-old suspect cut them off driving drunk and killed them.
Oh no!
Okay. So these guys, these two, will be included in the numbers that say you know, teen drunk driving accidents. But
they
were sober.
Not only were they the victims of a probably, you know, I mean, of an allegedly drunk driving crash, but they are also victims of the state's drinking age laws. These laws do not protect people under 21, obviously. And then Mothers Against Drunk Driving gets to include these double victims, as does the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, as, you know, the 15 through 20 age group, they count them. They also make up some of these numbers. Like, let's say, we've all had these situations where we're skidding, you know, on the snow. You're trying to stop, and luckily, I mean, usually you don't hit anything, but you skid through the stop sign, let's say, and you hit a taxi driven by a 19-year-old cab driver who is also sober, just like you are, of course, because we don't drive drunk.
Sure.
But the passenger of the taxi happened to be a drunk that just got picked up at a bar. Who knows better than to drive drunk? Gets in a taxi. If the passenger has been drinking, then they say, aha, alcohol was involved.
Alcohol-related.
Yeah. Now,
that's amazing, by the way. That's despicable.
Yeah, that point, so they're making up these numbers, they're fabricating them, but, gee, why do you suppose the Nebraska legislature would rather impose underage drinking laws on responsible drinkers than impose tougher drunk driving laws drunk drivers.
Now is there really any evidence, though, that tougher drunk driving laws does anything to stop drunks from driving?
I think there are some measures that will help, but we could ask Nebraska State Senator Danielle Nankus of Lincoln, Nebraska, why that is. She just happens to be on probation right now. Her driver's license is being held by the court because last Valentine's Day, she was driving around drunk and crashed into a front-end loader that was plowing snow. And, she pled guilty to that one in court. And it seems this isn't the first time that she's been caught driving drunk either.
No, I hope the front-end loader was okay.
Oh, yeah, the front-end loader is okay. The people who drive drunk and kill themselves, well, we kind of like to tell them, look, you really don't want to drive drunk. First of all, they're endangering everybody else on the road. That's the real problem. But it is kind of a secondary problem. Certainly the government doesn't have any right to forbid you to drink yourself to death. But somebody walking by that says, hey, do you really, you know, has every right to explain to them, you really don't want to drink yourself to death or to warn them or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. By the way, I'd like to point out that you are actually going to be one of our new advertisers on the show, Tom. You have an organization. It's Underage Drinkers Against Drunk Driving. And the website is udadd.com, udad, with two D's, dot freetalklive.com.
Now, I'm not sure that Tom wanted to reveal that information.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. Is that not the case?
You got that payment, though, right?
Yeah, we did. We did. So we're going to start your commercials pretty soon.
Here's one thing about sending people money orders. First of all, when you make a payment by money order, the government will never know about it, of course, unless some blabbermouth calls up a radio talk show and tells everybody. But there is a little bit more level of privacy because it's tougher to find the records of them than it is to find, let's say, your checking account information. If you're buying money orders at all different stores in the area where you live and the area where you work, keep in mind you've got all these different outlets selling money orders and you pay cash for them. And the advantage there, even it's worth the price because you don't wind up having checks bounced because somebody wrote you.
Yeah, I'm a fan of money orders. You know, you can actually get a lot of them. In some places in the country, Walmart will sell them to you for free, or some of the check cashing places.
Amscot
will do it for free. And I don't know, if I was not supposed to reveal that, I apologize, but I believe he had mentioned his organization before.
I don't know. Yes. All I knew that it was that he hadn't told me to mention it, so.
Here's the thing about check cashing stores. Let's just say, for example, they start with $20,000 in cash in the morning. They can cash $50,000 worth of checks.
How do they do that?
If they sell $30,000 worth of money orders during the day, people buying their money orders to pay their rent and pay their bills, so they charge a low fee for that. They want people to come in and buy money orders. They tend to charge half a dollar, stores, grocery stores and such, a dollar or less, so definitely don't buy them at the bank. And you know what?
Never buy them at the post office, ever.
Why?
They'll fill out paperwork on you. They've got little sheets behind the counter, and if you're acting suspicious, I mean, there's all sorts of reasons that they'll fill out paperwork, so not ever a good idea to engage in purchasing money orders from them. Tom, thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. And by the way, there are also certain levels at which money orders trigger cash transaction reports. You will probably find that out if you ask for too much. I know that it was somewhere around $850 down south. So if you bought more than that amount, then they would require that you show a driver's license and that sort of thing. So if you want to avoid any sort of reporting requirements,
as though you need to be able to drive in order to get a money order.
Well, they would want to see some ID. I presume that would be what they would use. So you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Coming up, there's a situation that has developed. I think it was probably early last week on the internet that a lot of people have become fairly upset about. It has to do with privacy, or at least that's what some people are claiming, but I think they're getting it wrong. Google has now essentially taken street-level view photos of, I think it's four or five major cities in the United States, San Francisco, Denver, Las Vegas, Miami, and New York City. And they've essentially gone up and down almost every single street taking pictures. A lot of people are upset about this, and I want to talk about it coming up. 800-259-9231, but your calls are primary. So we still need to talk to Nick in South Dakota and Brian in Florida, and your calls as well. Ladies, you come first if you make the call. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
If you've ever wanted to grow the absolute best-tasting fruits and vegetables imaginable, here's some exciting news. There's a new product designed to make growing delicious produce easy. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's dynamite in the garden. ProtoGrow is a bioactive superfood for plants that works by providing true broad-spectrum nutrition, allowing plants to achieve their full genetic expression. What does this mean in the garden? It means mouth-watering fruits and vegetables, brilliantly colored flowers, herbs that finally grow to medicinal strength, blue ribbon garden produce jam-packed with bioavailable minerals and trace elements, giant pumpkins, even high-potency hybrids wheatgrass. ProtoGrow is a proprietary blend of full-spectrum nutrients from the sea. It literally contains the basic building blocks of life itself. In fact, ProtoGrow is so effective at producing rapid plant growth in record time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's also perfect for growing your own survival foods and might just be the ultimate hard times barter item. To grow tastier fruits and vegetables right now, go to growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365.
Tired of looking at those same old kitchen cabinets? Now you can update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new again in about 4 to 6 days without the cost, time, or mess of total remodeling. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call right now and ask about our special financing terms. Sears offers over 100 door and drawer combinations to suit any budget and style. And best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. So call now for a great new look for your kitchen. Call Sears at 1-800-300-8069. Offer ends 9/30/07. Subject to applicant credit worthiness. License number available on request. Not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. Isn't it time to give your kitchen a whole new look? Call 1-800-300-8069. Ask about our special financing terms. Don't wait any longer to make your kitchen cabinets like new with Sears Custom Cabinet Refacing. Call today at 1-800-300-8069.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit TornadoAir.com or pick up your tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly Clark.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easy to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online, freetalklive.com. All the features there completely free. So do enjoy those on us. And that does include, by the way, the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens and dozens of ladies have taken the time to send us their validated photo and prove they listen to the show. See what I mean by heading over to shrine.freetalklive.com. That is shrine.freetalklive.com. Plus, you need to know that, if your hard-earned wealth is at risk, if you've got a business, there's a 1 in 3 chance that you'll be named in a lawsuit in the next year, and that lawsuit could destroy your business and leave you penniless. And KeepYourAssets.net, they're experts in sheltering what you've earned. Go to KeepYourAssets.net and take their asset protection crash course today. That's KeepYourAssets.net. As we go to the phones and to the fun, it is Brian in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Brian.
Hey.
What's on your mind?
I wanted to talk about, it's not really a controversy, but it's something you said to Tom a few days ago about violence against status.
Yes.
And you said that, and it's been repeated many times, that that it's not something that Free Talk Live advocates, and I understand that. This
right.
is kind of a hard call for me to make because I'm not a violent person and don't promote violence either.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
But I did want to talk to you because it seems like you hold two contradictory opinions. On the one hand, you take a libertarian stance that says that I don't believe in using violence for political or social gain.
Mm-hmm.
But then on the other hand, you say you don't believe in collectivism. Well, the very words political and social are collectivist terms.
So what you're saying is that Ian doesn't advocate the initiation of force for political or social gains, but in fact these other people are initiating force against him, so why doesn't he use force back? Is that what you're saying?
Right. In essence, there's either often them or there's you and me.
Well,
and you can't have both. I mean, it's either I'm either interacting with individuals who are either being violent with me or not, or I'm interacting with people who belong to groups.
Right. I totally see where you're coming from, Brian. And the way I would address that is that we shouldn't lower ourselves to their level. Now, you and I both understand.
It's not wise.
You and I both understand that government is, it's a fantasy that is unfortunately very widely held in the American population. It's a bunch of people using force in order to get their way. Now, they happen to wear shiny hats and badges, and they make themselves look very fancy, but they really aren't. There's really only a few degrees of difference between them and the mafia. And I think the only real difference is that, people believe in the government. They believe that it's okay. They believe that when the government uses force, that it's all right. So, unfortunately, if you are to use violence against government agents, then inevitably that's going to make you look like the bad guy in the eyes of the news media and the public. And again, it's also lowering yourself to their level. So I can't possibly make that to advocate that.
And Brian, the non-aggression statement. Hold on, Brian. The non-aggression statement that you mentioned, you paraphrased there earlier, is it's a contract to not aggress. It's not a contract that says that you're required to use violence if aggressed against. And
right.
So if you're a libertarian and I chose to hit you in the mouth, you could, and from a libertarian standpoint, be completely justified in using force against me because I have just used force against you.
Right.
But because if you choose not to, does not in any way mean you surrender your libertarian membership card or anything like that.
Right.
Because it's the smart thing to do in a given circumstance doesn't mean that you're required to do it.
I don't disagree that it's the smart thing to do to not aggress when faced with overwhelming force. What I'm saying
that wouldn't be aggression.
Is that, right. I'm saying it's well within a person's right.
Right. I would totally agree that it's from a libertarian standpoint, it is within a person's right. No one is going to understand that you're within your rights.
Right.
Few people are going to understand, and you're likely going to die and be painted as a nut job by
exactly.
the media.
This is an educational fight.
So you first, people have to be educated that the government is force, and then and only then would you and at that point you likely have won and wouldn't need to use violence against the government that is force.
And unfortunately, one of the most effective ways to show people that government is unbridled force is to allow them to use that force on you and become victim to it. I wish it didn't have to be that way, but unfortunately, if you retaliate, then again, the news media and everybody else paints you as the bad guy, and then there's no, then you've just lost. Then you lose, you get hurt or possibly lose your life, and the movement doesn't actually gain from it at all. So
I don't disagree with that. What I'm saying is that if we point out an instance, they don't even have to be libertarians, but a lot of what you do in education is you're talking. And if we point out an instance where an individual, maybe a libertarian or not, use violence in response to a violent act by the status,
mm-hmm.
and we say that, hey, they were well within their rights.
We do that. We're doing that now. That's what we're doing when it comes to the Ed Brown situation. I'm saying that Ed Brown, I support Ed Brown and what he's doing. I don't necessarily advocate that. Ed Brown is not advocating initiated force. He's going to defend himself when the government comes to attack him, presuming that that's what they do. And in that case, I'll continue to support Ed Brown because he did not actually go out and try to assassinate the people that are out there threatening him. He's waiting until they actually make the move in order to fight back, in which case we'll do our best to give the Ed Brown situation as much of a positive spin as we can. However, we're going to be one of the few voices out there doing that. Most of the news organizations are already painting him as a kook. They're painting him as a somebody who's holed up in his so-called compound, and they're getting ready to report Ed Brown's ultimate demise, and they aren't going to take a friendly position towards Ed Brown. And so we'll do our best out here, with our little show to try to counteract some of that, but the fact is the major media is a little bit more powerful than we are.
No doubt.
So there you go.
Thank you very much.
Do you still find that contradictory position at all?
I do, in that what we're doing is we're saying on the one hand that there is no group, there are no groups, and yet on the other hand we give them special birth, if you will, where, you know, we won't respond to them in as people. You know, somebody walks up to you and they say, may I see your driver's license? We tell them, well, why do you need to see my driver's license? You know, but if they're wearing a uniform, we hand it over.
Right. And I guess I have to ask you, Brian, is how much of this have you actually engaged in personally? I mean, how many cops have you refused to show your ID to? How many, you know, cops have you shot when they've tried to put handcuffs on you?
Well, I don't believe in violence for another reason, not because I'm a libertarian. But on the other hand, I haven't really had any encounters with police officers since I've come to the Liberty Movement. So, if I would ask them, you know, today I would say, well, you know, why do you need to see it? Who are you?
They're saying, then they would say, I'm giving you an order, I'm an officer of the law, step out of the car. And then it escalates from there.
Yeah, it's a huge escalation from there. Believe me, I did something similar at the airport in Manchester, and it escalated big time. I had, you know, by saying, I don't want you to touch me, I had 8 cops and a dog surrounding me.
Well, hey.
They go really quick to violence.
That's the price we gotta pay.
Well, no, it's not. We should not pay that price.
I really disagree, Brian, because if I would have, you know, fought back in that particular instance or whatever, if I would have not taken my trip to Florida,
would have stomped your head in.
Right, I would have either gotten my butt stomped or I would have not made it to my location that I needed to go for business purposes.
And unfortunately,
I'm not saying that eventually you have to give in. What I'm saying is that we need to question it at every turn. We need to say we need to question them every single
time. I don't think
time.
That worked. I don't think it worked in this particular, in my particular instance, questioning them.
It worked
because
better.
I wasn't able to make any point. All I was able to show them is that, in fact, they're stronger than I am, and they crushed my will.
Brian, questioning is more effective with administrative bureaucrats than it is the ones carrying the guns, because they will take it personally, and they'll use force on you. And the administrative ones that are pushing pencils,
they don't have
guns. Right, so thank you for the call. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. I certainly support questioning bureaucrats, but the ones with the guns on their hips, you have to treat them with kid gloves because they are violent, dangerous thugs. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Have you ever wondered why libertarianism hasn't gotten the mainstream attention it deserves? Are you looking for a fresh new perspective on current events and policy issues devoid of all the Washington claptrap and partisan BS? Well, you'll love the Prometheus Institute at readpi.com. They've successfully created an engaging, publicly accessible think tank filled with intelligent, well-researched, and creative political arguments. readpi.com features a frequently updated blog, opinion articles, posters, RSS feeds, and a variety of other publications. Visit readpi.com today.
Today.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Not making the money you were expecting? Signing into the hottest new MLM business? It's not that that business is not performing. It's simply that you don't have the proper tools to succeed. Take it from me, Craig Walcott, producer of Exercise is Suicide. Being in the MLM business since 1989, I've learned what it takes to be successful in any business venture. And I'm here to share those amazing tools with you. Get a subscription to MLMincorporated.com. You'll be provided with a 3-hour Industrial Revolution of Marketing seminar where you'll learn the secret recruiting techniques of the networking elite. Why recruit 1 or 2 a month when you can recruit 5 or 10 per day, all from the comfort of your home? Learn to explode your business using our lead generating system or create your own. Radio, TV, internet, mail order, we teach it all. As an added bonus, MLM Incorporated will conduct all company introductory calls on your behalf. Plus so much more. Start making the money you expected and the money you deserved right now. Visit MLMincorporated.com and learn how GCN listeners like you have started making more money faster than they ever thought possible. That's MLMincorporated.com. Do it now.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies.
1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
To get my feet in shape for summer. But every time I get a pedicure, my feet look great. For a while, anyway. Then I have to go right back again because they get dry so quickly.
Listen, haven't you heard about Calex ointment? I use it regularly on my heels and they stay looking great. And my feet feel as good as they look.
What's the name again? Wait, I'm getting my pen out.
It's Calex. C-A-L-L-E-X.
What makes Calex ointment so different?
It's got these natural enzymes that quickly exfoliate dry, cracked feet and leave your feet feeling soft and smooth, just like a baby's bottom.
For soft, silky feet that look great in sandals, use enzyme-rich moisturizing Calex ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and found in the foot care section of Walgreens, Long's, Snyder's Drug, Bilo, Car Drug, HEB grocery stores, medicine shop pharmacies, and Rite Aid.
Hey, there's a drugstore. I'll be right back. I'm getting some Calex.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever you want toll-free at 800-259-9231. AC in here with you.
And Mark.
The SACL CAI toll-free line for you, 800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features there are totally free, though we do ask you voluntarily support the show if you like what we're doing here on the program by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier for as little as $3 a month. That's less than the cost of, you know, a chicken sandwich at Burger King. I mean, that's darn cheap. What we do with the money, though, is
buy chicken sandwiches?
No, it's pretty powerful, as a matter of fact. We take that money in and we turn it around into promoting the show. We buy half-page ads in Talkers Magazine. We've got an affiliate relations guy that we've hired that goes out calling radio stations all day for us to try to get more stations on board, or at least a part of his day because he calls a couple other shows. But nonetheless, there's money being well spent, in my opinion, that is helping us get more radio stations on board in order to spread the message of freedom and liberty as far and as wide as possible. And we just came back from a very productive talk radio convention in New York City, which the amplifiers paid for in order for us to go and sort of schmooze it up with the radio industry bigwigs. And by the way, it was very, very, it was a very useful convention this year. People were approaching us. They did not approach us last year.
Mm-hmm. We might as well have been on fire last year. Nobody came to talk to us.
But this year, much better. I think people actually wanted to talk to us.
Let's not forget that a talk show host that's in our time slot that we compete with, Rusty Humphreys, recognized us and said our name.
Yeah, he knew who we were.
Yep.
Which that's a good sign. All these things are good things, and it's all possible because of the AMP dollar. So if you want to learn more about the program, go to amp.freetalklive.com. You'll find out about the AMP perks that you get, like access to the AMP only call-in lines, the AMP only chat room and forum, and more. All those details are there. But I want to point something out, because every time we go and do something with the AMP program, something visible like going to a convention, inevitably the critics come out of the woodwork. And there was a post on the Free Talk Live BBS recently about how amplifiers are paying for Ian and Mark's New York City vacation at a posh hotel.
My question is, was the post by an amplifier?
It was not.
Okay. Well, there's your first indication that this is just people sniping.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was. But that's okay. It's a fair. I think it's kind of a fair critique.
I don't think it's fair at all.
Well, now, hold on. We were staying in a $240 a night hotel, and after taxes it was $300-something. So I can understand that. I can understand the mentality of, okay, well, you're spending our money, so you should go and sleep in the Super 8 for $100 a night. And I understand that, but unfortunately, there are certain reasons why we have to stay in the hotel
right.
where conventions at.
The reason we're going is to rub elbows, and one of the ways you rub elbows is in the hall of the hotel.
Yeah.
By getting there, if you have to travel across Manhattan in order to get where you're going, it could take an hour or an hour and a half, and we could miss parts of the convention. We could miss that golden opportunity to talk to somebody.
Right, and then we're just putting more money in the hands of the New York City government as far as...
We had a meeting with the vice president in charge of...
We had a meeting with our consultant. I don't know if we should name names.
Okay, well, I was just going to give a title.
Yeah, a vice president of... we don't need to name what company, though.
Okay, a vice president in charge of programming for a major radio company out there.
Yes.
We had a meeting with him in our hotel room well into the evening. I think it was probably close to midnight when
right.
he left.
And this isn't for business changes or anything like that. This is a consulting thing for the show, like tips on
running
the show.
Are you telling me that's not networking for a possible slot on that particular network?
No, that's exactly what I'm telling you. I'm very happy with the Genesis Communications Network and how they've been treating us.
I understand that, but, I mean, you know, he could say something to the right station that could get us on board. I mean, networking is networking. I don't want to leave.
Yeah. The purpose of that meeting is to improve the show, the quality of the show, Mark. That's why we were doing that. We sat and listened to a portion of our program with him and, you know, took some
critique. But he's an influential guy in the radio business.
Absolutely.
And he has lots of friends.
Yeah.
He's been in the business for 20-something years. His best friend could be at WOR in New York and get us on.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And so, us palling around with him, being seen with him, you know, makes us more legitimate. And you know, there's this whole process. And if we were staying at the Super 8 halfway across town, we wouldn't have been able to as effectively do these things.
No. And if anybody thinks that I'm taking my vacation and sleeping in the same bed with you, they are out of their ever-loving minds.
Yeah, if you were going to go on a vacation,
it wouldn't be with you.
Presumable that your wife would be in attendance.
Right. And we wouldn't be sleeping in the same bed.
Right. And this was work.
It definitely was.
So I just wanted to clarify that. And you know what? If you don't like how we're spending the money, don't send it to us. You're not being forced to. It's your choice. If you don't like what's going on, or one of the other critiques was, well, I wish you guys would spend more money on internet advertising, because as I mentioned, 99% of our money is going to recruit more radio stations.
Mm-hmm.
Take some of your money and go and buy some internet ads on our behalf. I'm not going to stop you. If you want us to do more Google AdWords advertising, as this person was suggesting, go ahead and do it for us. That'd be wonderful. That's just not where I'm ready to focus the money. Right.
If we get AMP dollars, this is where we're going to spend it.
Right. 800-259-9231. So all the details there at amp.freetalklive.com. Ladies first, it's Laura Lee.
Hi, guys. How are you?
You're listening on KGEZ. We're doing great. What's on your mind?
Good. Well, first-time caller.
Yes.
I wanted to bring up a subject that I feel like is a solution to the future of our planet.
Sure.
This includes environmental, global warming, oil prices, electricity, food, clothing, gas, oils, paints.
Okay.
The effects of chemtrails, genetically engineered food, and that is the hemp. Industrial hemp.
I knew it was going to be hemp.
Yes.
It's amazing stuff.
It is, and I feel like if we succeed from the union, that's our only chance.
It certainly would be an improved chance,
everything
yes.
we need, purifying our air and water, and what we cut a tree, our acreage, as far as 5 acres of hemp, is 1 acre of wood is 5 acres of hemp.
One acre of hemp is 5 acres of wood.
Yes.
Correct. Now, is Montana expecting to secede from the union sometime
We're
soon?
We're talking about it.
I haven't seen
I
any news stories.
But I believe you have to have 5 states at once to do it.
I don't think you need anything
I've
like that.
I've never heard of anything like that. I know here in New Hampshire, there's actually a provision in the state constitution which reserves New Hampshire's right to secede, if you believe states have rights.
Right, but they passed this constitution before they ratified the United States
Constitution. As solely New Hampshire?
I don't know. I know about is New Hampshire, so I can't speak for your state.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, I think it's a good thing either way.
I'm begging for people to wake up, because this is our only chance.
Well, it's certainly an important crop. It's an important plant.
Everything.
It would really make a big change in I think, the economy. I think paper, as far as trees are concerned,
go away. We wouldn't need foreign trade anymore.
Well, there's nothing wrong with foreign trade. Foreign trade's healthy. It's
garbage.
Good. There's nothing wrong with that. Hey, quick question for you. Is it pronounced Laura-Lee? Laura Lee. Okay. Are you related to Dave in Montana?
No, I do know Dave, and we've been on the edge, but I'm trying to get out everybody I can about this.
Very good. Keep up the good work. We might be doing some hemp and marijuana-related civil disobedience up here in New Hampshire. Of course, we'll keep you up to date when and if that happens. And thank you
great.
For the call, Laura.
And let people know that, you know, it has nothing to do with marijuana because that's where the fear is. And there's no reason to fear that because the male plant is hemp.
I understand, but I want it all.
Marijuana.
I want freedom. I want freedom from the male and the female. I would
wanted.
Like to be able to, you know, I
no
I don't,
doubt.
Yeah, I'm going to take the pro freedom position.
And otherwise.
Laura Lee, thank you for the call. We appreciate
thank
hearing
you.
From you. 800-259-9231. I mean, hemp, definitely a good product, definitely something worth talking about, but let's talk about freedom. Let's talk about the freedom to grow whatever crop you darn well want to on your property without having some federal government goon squad come in and rip it out. 1-800-259-9231. By the way, I wanted to rebut something that Brian had mentioned earlier from Florida. He had sort of suggested that we believe in groups here on Free Talk Live, or that I believe in groups. And I think that there are such things as groups. It's a concept that exists in people's head. And
deny that people believe in groups would be foolish.
Right. I believe that I'm a member of the Free State Project, which is a group of a bunch of individuals. Now, I understand the difference between a group and an individual. I understand that a group is a bunch of individuals who all have divergent beliefs. They all have differing belief systems in various different ways. But for whatever reason, they've decided to come together under one particular heading in order to accomplish a certain goal. So in the case of the Free State Project, it's liberty lovers who've all agreed to move to the same state, in this case, New Hampshire, in order to become active. This for liberty. That's a real thing. I mean, the group itself may not have a consciousness, and I think that's what maybe the collectivists would like you to believe, that there's some sort of group consciousness out there in the ether. That's not the case. There are individuals making individual decisions, and one of those individual decisions can be to ally oneself with other individuals. Now, when it comes to the group calling themselves the government, or the individuals calling themselves the government, then you've got people who are, again, under the belief system that there is this thing called the government. And what it doesn't really matter what you and I say, they're not going to stop believing it because somebody's signing those paychecks. As far as they're concerned, that group is real too. And that group is a dangerous one. Whether or not it really exists or not, there are really individuals who believe it does, and that's all that matters, is whether or not what they think. Hour number three is coming up. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you believe in liberty? Are you an activist or organization that wants to spread the message of freedom to others? Now introducing the Liberty Card. It's the perfect resource for anyone new to the message of liberty. It features a full-spectrum political quiz and over a dozen pro-liberty websites, including Free Talk Live, Downsize DC, and others. Every defender of freedom must have this card. Free Talk Live listeners receive free shipping. For more information, visit libertycard.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Over the years, Genesis Communications Network has grown by leaps and bounds, reaching millions of listeners. The impact on political and social issues have been enormous. Businesses associated with the network have grown to become valuable enterprises. If you are accredited and have an entrepreneurial spirit, national radio may be the opportunity you're looking for. Call me today at 877-996-4327, extension 101. For more information, that's 877-996-4327, extension 101.